Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
It's 7 o'clock. You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. You know what that means. It's time for Here and Now with Rachel C. I'm your host, Rachel C. Thanks for tuning in for another hour celebrating live performance culture and activism in the arts. Joining me tonight in the studio all the way from Oakland across the country is Gretch. We're going to kick things off a little something-something from our friends, A Place to Bury Strangers. This is We've Come So Far.
I'm
today. Hi there. You just heard a little something from A Place for Strangers. Thank you for tuning now into Here and Now with Rachel C. on Radio Free Brooklyn. This is a show that celebrates live performance culture and activism in the arts. And on that note, I like to tell you about things so you can go out and do, because I want you to go out and do the thing. That's the whole point, you guys. So tonight, at our neighboring venue, the Pinebach Rock Shop, we at 12 Grattan Street in Brooklyn. I want you to check out this lineup. Shayna Dunkelman, Lim Yang, Greg McMurray, Grex, who are here in studio tonight, and Matt Nelson. They are kicking things off at 8. Grex goes on at 10. Grex comes to us from Oakland. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that you're making me a stop on your tour. We're going to talk tour in a few minutes. But check them out tonight. You have time, you guys. It's just 7 o'clock. You can be there by 10, totally. So check them out at Pinebach Rock Shop. Okay, other things going on, at least in the New York part of town. This Saturday, the 14th at 8 p.m., former guest Lane Moore returns with Tinder Live to Littlefield. That's at 635 Sackett Street in Brooklyn. Her panelists, if you will, her other commentators are Scott Rogakowski, Emmy Blotnick, and Mike Drucker. That's at 8 o'clock at Littlefield. It's Tinder Live. Yes, she made, like, it's, think Mystery Science Theater 3000 meets a dating app. It's a real thing. And congratulations, Lane, on completing your book. You can pre-order How to Be Alone by Lane Moore on Amazon right now. Also, this Sunday at the Sidewalk Cafe, remember our guest Even Twice? Well, it's bassist Bob's birthday. He's got a birthday show. His band Even Twice goes on at 8. They're being joined that evening at Sidewalk Cafe by a whole slew of really talented folks. So go check that out. It's a Sunday evening. It's nice out. It's Sidewalk, 6th Street and Avenue A in Alphabet City. Okay. Also, before I forget, I invite you to listen to us when you're on the go. Radio Free Brooklyn has apps for iPhone and Android. Sounds really good. I use them myself. Please feel free to download. They are free. RadioFreeBrooklyn.org/iPhone or RadioFreeBrooklyn.org/Android, or go to like the Play or apps little places on the phone. You can do it, you guys. You can do it. Sounds really good. Take us on the go wherever you are. Okay, that being said, welcome, Grex, to the studio. Joining me in the studio is Grex. Grex hails out of Oakland. It's, you guys want to come on mic a little bit and introduce yourselves?
Hi, I'm Carl Evangelista.
And I'm Race Campavia.
Hi, thanks for joining us. So the name Grex, from what I've been reading, it's in science terms, it's an entity composed of smaller organisms. Which is supposed to be reflective of the style of music, and you're not even genre defying. You're kind of genre bending a little bit there. It's it feels more inclusive than like, hey, we're just making noise. Like it very much. There are elements of jazz. There are elements of psych rock. There's elements of pop a little bit. There's elements of just like a little bit of everything. That really, I've listened to music earlier via the website, and I was like, each of these songs could have been from like at least different albums or different bands in a good way, though. So does that and I know, do you guys have a drummer who you're usually with, or is,
yeah,
you're
usually, we
you're a trio technically?
Yeah, often play with a drummer, although we've been touring as a two-piece most frequently, right.
And you guys are on tour right now, right?
Yes.
We're one of many stops. If you need coffee, please let me know. It's and you're touring in support of an album that's coming out on the 20th. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, our record coming out on July 20, it's called Electric Ghost Parade. It's sort of the culmination of several years' work, pseudo-concept album patterned after the psychedelic records of old, but we tried to make it personal and a synthesis of our interests with, you know, noise music and free jazz and things like that.
It's I like how you're calling it noise music, because I had a teacher when I was little in music class. He says, okay, what is music? It's controlled sound. And we were just like, what? And he was trying to get us interested, but he said, okay, just make noise, and when I do this, you have to stop. And it became being like the idea was just... So it's kind of like, is that what music is, though? It's kind of just controlled. Are you
sure.
Kind of playing... Are you like... I mean, I don't know. I'm just curious. Is it like very intentional, the playing with what things are supposed to be, the roles, or is just like kind of how the music feels to you guys? Is it...
I feel like it's very regimented in our own way. There's a school of study of improvisation that we come out of, both figurative and literal, at Mills College.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of it was trying to learn how to control those elements of noise making.
Interesting. Yeah. Improv gets applied. It's applied improv to other and not just the stage, which kind of makes sense because, like, isn't improv the point of improv? Is you're improvising. It should be as spontaneous as possible. Thank you so much for being here. So as you guys know, we usually intersperse the music with the talk. I'm gonna get straight to the music for you guys because listeners at home, if I can describe the scene a little bit to you, they've got a gig in like 3 hours and they've set up like this is like the precursor. So, and I want you guys to be able to sit down because you've been on the road. You're on the road again tonight. So we're gonna jump into things. So do you want to tell me a little about some of the stuff you're gonna play for us?
You wanna talk about Martha?
Sure. So actually, my background is in science and conservation, and a lot of our songs are about animals and the environment. One of the songs in our new album is called Martha. It's actually an ode to the very last of the passenger pigeons, which was a type of bird that was the most common bird in North America. When flocks would pass overhead, it would literally blot out the sun for hours at a time. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, they were really easy to hunt. And it was right around the time that the railroads and refrigeration were invented, so people were just killing them left and right. And we didn't really understand what extinction was until we were like, oh no, there's only one left. There's only one passenger pigeon left.
That's our first lesson in, we actually can command this sort of force over our environment.
Yeah, just, you know, I think we just didn't believe that we had.
Well, also, if it's that new a thing, we're still kind of in survival mode a mm-hmm. little bit if refrigeration is new.
Yeah. Oh, well, this is about 100 years
ago. Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, if you're in this stage of like, well, you better kill it while you can because it'll spoil.
Exactly.
Or you need
someone else.
We're in a different mindset then, yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
So this is about Martha, she lived by herself, and I don't want to say which zoo, so I get it wrong. This is on the air. But she lived by herself at the zoo for several years before she died.
A zoo.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and it's an ode to one of the last passenger pigeons. That's interesting. Okay. So let's just cut this. And we'll just cue this all up.
Is that too boomy?
That's fine.
We'll work with it.
3, 4.
Despair, Martha, caged in a past you can never repeat. Someday the night will set you free. How does it feel, Martha?
to be frozen in time. When people stare, pay them no mind.
Is Martha. Wow, it's like a that's a, that was beautiful. So you had another one lined up. See, it's is very quickly, it's obviously conservation, the environment, these are recurring themes in what you're doing.
Those animals is another big one.
Animals are a big animals. One.
So in the midst of all this like free jazz and psych rock kind of pop is actually like we're actually in a way kind of actually makes a lot of sense. Talking about nature. Okay. What's up next for us?
This is actually one it was written originally in tribute to one of my teachers, the saxophonist Roscoe Mitchell, but also now in tribute to a pet rat we have, and it's called Boo Ghost.
And I ain't no setting sun. And I ain't no setting sun.
Ain't no setting sun.
And I ain't no setting sun.
Ain't no setting sun.
And I ain't no setting sun.
Ain't no setting sun.
And I ain't no setting sun.
Ain't no setting sun.
And I ain't no setting sun.
Ain't no setting sun.
And I ain't no setting sun.
You know, when people are inspired, when they write about their pets, it's always like the badass riffs come out to play. I just throw that out there.
I've noticed that
no matter what your pet is, you write about your pet, that's what's happening. Okay. Do you have one more we want to do?
Yes. Give me 1 second.
No problem. I will take this opportunity while we're kind of teching here to remind you that Radio Free Brooklyn has a newsletter that's called, wait for it, Radio Free Brooklyn. You can sign up for it on our website. It's a really cool idea to do because it's all of this and more, the content, like behind the content, get to know your show hosts, get to know about things that we're going to be involved with, live events, things of that nature, before they happen. And sometimes there is even like ticket giveaways and swag and stuff like that. So radiofreebrooklyn.org/newsletter. Check that out. Okay. So we're going to do one more and then we're going to do a music break and we're going to chat some more. What do you have for us here?
This one is called Round Trip.
Round Trip. Awesome. On Here Now with Rachel C on Radio Free Brooklyn. Nice. Thank you guys so much. Listen, here now with Rachel C. We just heard three in a row from Grex. We're going to take a little music break here. And I'm going to come back with, with more Grex, of course. And I've actually got some more information for you about an event coming up tomorrow. It's the Gig Like a Girl event at the Greenpoint Tours Market tomorrow. I've got like special details sent directly. So please stay tuned. We're going to kick things off with a little something. We're having a little rock block right now from our friends Love Honey, who have an EP release at the end of the month. I've got details to follow in the next couple of weeks. This is Try to Get Rid of Me.
from the clouds, grinding his teeth, his roar is loud. He hunts for a kill as it weakens my will. I'm sorry, my brother. Must be the dust turned me into another. A violent machine caused by my blue dream. You know that it's killing me. You know I don't like what I see. You know that it's killing me. You know I don't like what I see. You know that it's killing me. You know I don't like what I see. No, I won't be there. No, I won't be there. I'll never go back there again.
That last one was Los Hot Pants with El Tiempo out of Colombia, as I was recently informed. Before that, we had Lizzie and the Makers with Blue Dream. Then we had Our Friends Love Honey. You're listening to Here Now with Rachel C. Okay, so yeah, I had another thing to tell you all about. So tomorrow night, Friday, at the Brooklyn Bazaar, 150 Greenpoint Avenue in Brooklyn. Women That Rock is presenting Gig Like a Girl. You want to check this one out. It is a night market over at the Brooklyn Bazaar, but Gig Like a Girl is a special one. It's a summer extravaganza showcasing the amazing talent of badass women in music. It puts a spotlight on women in the punk rock and DIY music scenes, women of color, and LGBTQAI artists and musicians. The evening is going to include a lineup of female fronted bands, plus fun interactive experiences including live tattoos, a photo booth, special pop-up night market featuring apparel, jewelry, arts, and more creation by local female artists. So who's on the bill? Jim Shorts, Shark Muffin. They've got new music coming out at the end of the month. I've had a taste. Me likey. Sister Munch, Monte, Lady Bits, and Strange Parts. Also special guest DJ Jess Louise Dye. Thank you so much, Andy, for sharing that info with me, passing that along. So check that out. There's your Friday night. It's planned. It's like Brooklyn. It's like that Brooklyn Bazaar Plus, because you're going to have like a really great lineup of artists happening. Okay, so as I said before, I'm here in the studio with Greg. So tell me a little bit about how this all started, the band, how you guys came together. We've heard your music. We know a little bit about you, but how did this all start? Like, how did this, were you... for those listeners who may not know, I have two-thirds of the band with me right now. The drummer isn't, they have a drummer they work with, but you guys are married. So were you a couple and you said, let's make music together? Sorry, that sounds cliche. Or were you people who were already jamming together and then things like, how did this project all come together?
Well, we were both going to Mills College. I was in the graduate music department. You were in the biology department, yeah. I believe. And there is a gigantic scene of sort of experimental rock, improvised music emanating out of that part of Oakland. Huh. And I met her when you were playing in the Gamelan Ensemble. She was playing a lot of really specialized instruments. And we started dating. And this project was sort of a relief for me from playing super complicated new music and modern jazz. It was just sort of a departure.
Okay.
And it gradually spiraled into being something, like, I think, far more complex and nuanced.
It doesn't seem not complex at all what you're playing, but yeah, there is nuance. There is nuance there. It's definitely, you can hear it. It's sort of like one instrument kind of communicating with the other, kind of the parts of the whole as described in the name. So you've been doing so well. So which album is this that's coming out on the 20th? How many has it been?
Electric Ghost.
Yeah. How many albums is this?
One?
Yeah.
Well, if it's our albums, like as a band proper, it's the right. Fourth. And there were a couple kind of under my name too.
Okay. So this has kind of been, it seems like this band is kind of a project that's been evolving a little bit over time. So I find it interesting. It's a little reminiscent of my former guest, Larissa Nepal, where environmental issues kind of make their way into the music. Obviously, social issues make their way into art a lot. That's not a strange concept, but I'm hearing a little bit more and more ecological issues actually making your way in. Obviously, your course of study may have had something to do with that, right? But I don't know if you guys want to elaborate on that, if that's sort of just, it's kind of how it's been happening or how it happened, or was that the intention setting out, or just kind of, did that sort of evolve?
I think it's a write what you know kind of situation. And a lot of my thematics are about just emotional carnage and jazz, which is a carnage infused genre of music. Yeah. But I think your stuff, it's something that preoccupies your thoughts a lot.
Yeah. It's funny because if you break down the songs that have lyrics and you listen to the content, you can tell who wrote the song, because mine are all about plants, animals, and the environment, and Carl's are all about the process of creation.
Like Eric Dolphy. That's like what...
yeah. Like science. We like geeking out when we write music. That's kind of cool. I would want to talk about you. So you're in the middle of this basically nationwide tour. And since I guess we're... the environment and ecology kind of really being a social issue now, kind of staying in that field. Has it been like coming... And because for the listeners at home, I met the band outside in their vehicle with their West Coast place. You guys are from Oakland. What was it like? So you drove across country in this vehicle. What was it like going from one coast? What has it been like going from one coast to the other? given the climate right now? What it was, I mean, I believe it's a large, beautiful country, so hopefully saw a lot of beautiful things and met cool people, but what was it like, you know? It's clearly like there are social issues making their way into your music. What was it like knowing that there's a lot of division in the country right now? Did that impact your trip at all? What was it like for you guys?
I mean, it's something where, do you want me to? as a band of color, just by default, it was never really by design. It's just something that happened. I'm Filipino. You're half Japanese and Croatian. By the way, congrats
Thank
on the.
You.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sport really can bring us together, people. For those who are like, okay, hold the phone. World Cup. Okay.
But it's there. I mean, it's interesting. I remember sitting in the middle of, God, where were we? Past Texas. We were in, I think, Tennessee, right? And I remember just thinking, these are the same restaurants and the same kinds of dogs. And the same, everyone just looked the same. And it's mm-hmm. interesting to me because we're coming out of an area that's pretty embedded in liberal rhetoric in the Bay Area. And traversing the country, I just see so many of the same kinds of people. And it just makes me think a lot of these divisions are just fundamentally like rhetorical and conceptual.
Mm.
And it kind of, for me, it sort of enhanced this degree of tragedy, the fact that we can be so concerned about the differences among us when we're all drinking Starbucks, you know, at 7 p.m. So,
we 7 p.m. too.
Trying to McDonald's everywhere.
I grew up in New York City and in Brooklyn, and you know, you kind of tended to. I personally, we kind of. My experience was like you didn't assume everyone looked at you like you. It's like weird if everyone looks just like
sure,
you in a
yeah.
town. It's kind of like because you took it for granted. Just one just assumed that the next the person hears you and the next person isn't going to be just like you. But that was cool, and you found that common ground because like you both liked would have been Starbucks then, but you both did this one thing the same way. Everybody, you know, ate dinner at a certain way, you know, a
sure.
time where you all shopped at some of the same stores because that's what was there. And it's interesting. I think, you know, when in certain parts of the country, you take for granted that no one looks like anybody else. And then that's the strange thing when you travel, because I'm not a person of color, but if I go to towns where there isn't a lot of color, it feels weird to me. And some of my friends who are people of color, like, they'll be like, you're uncomfortable. I'm like, it just is just weird. Everyone looks the same. I'm not used to that, because that's
sure.
just what I grew up around. But I can relate to that experience. And I imagine, if we can focus maybe a little bit more on the positive of side of things, this is a live performance culture show, and I'll ask you guys a question I ask of all my guests who I know have, you know, performed in different parts of the country or the world, because I always appreciate the feedback to the same question. What's sort of town or venue or place stands out to you outside of New York City, or maybe in your case outside of Oakland, outside of home? What was kind of what's been your favorite spot so far?
I'd say Amarillo.
Amarillo.
Which was completely unexpected.
Okay, what about Amarillo in Texas, right?
So we played this place, Mariposa Eco Village. It was set up by a friend of ours, sort of an American primitivist guitar player, Andrew Weathers, who moved out there from Oakland. He also went to Mills College. And it's this area that I believe a long time ago was bought out by a millionaire, just completely undeveloped. And they were very eager to have us. They built an outdoor stage apparently in a day. Sort of the parts were inherited from a Chinese like acrobatic team.
Okay.
And it was like a mini Woodstock. It was packed. Everyone was deeply enthusiastic. And I remember just being consumed by dust. And it's just here of all places. It was just really nice having that level of enthusiasm, because I would have never expected that out there.
And it was beautiful because it was really just in the middle of this open... The reason there was so much dust is because it was in the middle of this open rolling plain.
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
You look out behind the audience and it's just...
dust.
Flat, as far
just
as you can
flat.
See.
Just flat, yeah.
Beautiful.
What would you say, it comparing, say, coming, like, playing in some of the busier, more urban centers, what's it like comparing that to a place like what you just described, like... I'm wondering, did you prefer one experience over the other? Or what's the thing that stands out, like playing back in Oakland or at a place like New York City versus that?
I mean, some of these crowded markets, it's kind of tough making the music seem like a special event, because there's just so, like in New York, there's so much culture out here. There's so much brilliant culture, you know. And in, I mean, not to say that there isn't brilliant culture elsewhere. It's just, it's nice going to these areas where people sometimes feel as if they've been deprived of like that volume of information. And when something new comes through, it's just, you know.
I've heard this from other guests too. It's like certain parts of the country or the world, people will come to see the art, whether it's a band or there's a summer stocks rolling through, there's theater or whatever it is, because that's, even if they have never heard of the band or they're not really into, they'd heard what the genre of music is and they're not really into, they'll go to see it because it's there, it's a live thing to go and do, because it isn't saturated. It's interesting, the recurring themes when I ask this kind of question over and over, it's like New York and other urban centers can be like almost a little too saturated and it gets harder to get your voice out there sometimes.
Yeah. I also think that one really nice thing about playing in these smaller communities is that people sort of counterintuitively seem to be way more receptive to music that is not really genre specific.
Sure.
We've had some, just because it sounds so different.
I imagine like people feeling like their brains are getting tickled a little bit when they come and hear you guys, especially if they don't have a lot of other like live things to go out and see and do, or you know, whatever they're tuned in on the radio, whatever they get, it's a little bit more mainstream. It's kind of like the brain massage going on. So thank you for this. But once again, you guys are on tour for this upcoming album. What's the name of the album? It's dropping on July 20th.
Electric Ghost Parade.
Electric Ghost Parade.
Where do you get it?
I was just about to ask, where would one...
Well, we're releasing it. It's going to be... pre-orders are available on our Bandcamp site, grex.bandcamp.com. The album's going to be available on there, both digitally and physically. We just like Bandcamp. We were talking about that.
We were talking about that on the little break of it, Bandcamp. And I'm aware that you have Bandcamp because I did my homework. Yes,
Grex.
Yes, yeah. I'm getting to it. Don't worry, Grex. Grex is Grex Bandcamp. Do you guys sell hard copies of things when you tour? And you are on tour. We can do that a little bit more. But Electric Ghost Parade. Do you want to tell me anything about this album a little bit more? Like what kind of things influenced it, or when it does it contrast to some of your earlier work in a certain way? Or
well, I'm a guitar player, and there's this burden of confronting sort of the crisis moment into your instrument. And for guitar, that's Jimi Hendrix, just because it's Hendrix, you know. Suddenly this guy opened up these floodgates for all of these different mechanisms for experimentation. And I remember late one night watching his performance at Monterey Pop, and it was the end of Wild Thing. And there was just so much noise. It was this like squealing feedback cadenza. And I just remembered listening to Mitch Mitchell and thinking like, this sounds like late Coltrane. And I just kind of made this connection that this, you can sell these very abstract conceits if you frame it within a certain set of concepts. And for us, that was the genesis of the whole record. It's trying to take these moments of practice abstraction, but funneling them through song structures.
Interesting. Yeah. And you are on tour right now, and it's like, talk about it. You guys must have like IVs of vitamin B12 because I read your lineup. You're in Brooklyn tonight. You've gone across the country so far. Tomorrow night you're in Philadelphia. What are some other upcoming dates?
Philly, Hamden on Saturday.
And then Chicago, Illinois the night after.
So you're kind of like making your way back the other way.
Yeah.
Congratulations on all of this. This is clearly like, is this the first time you guys have toured across country like this? Or
yeah, we've played East Coast several times, West Coast several times, but this is the first time we're actually connecting.
So you really are kind of doing a lot of firsts now. It's I can see it like kind of how the journey is kind of, you're climbing up the mountain, you're hitting the top of the mountain now. Oh, yeah. Like you started a couple years ago, you've got these two albums and out, you've toured, now you're really touring. Like you've kind of like, you know, mom and dad have left the rat at home. You're playing songs about him though on the road. Sorry. Look, we're pet owners here. Like we. Robert, by the way, in case you haven't noticed, Robert Pritchard is in the studio with me this evening. Thank you, Robert, for making Radio Free Brooklyn happen. A big part of that. Thank you guys for being on the show tonight. Catch these guys tonight at Pine Bock Rock Shop over on Grattan Street at 10 p.m. Grex, Grex, you're on Bandcamp.
Yes.
You sell hard copies of your stuff wherever you go. Is there any other place where one can hear their music you'd like to sell?
Well, we're on YouTube. You can find us. And I believe our stuff is up on Spotify and Tidal now, right?
Yeah, Spotify and Tidal.
And Tidal for the high res. sound. I'm familiar with their selling point. Thank you so much for tuning in to Here Now with Rachel C. If you missed any of tonight's broadcast, you just want to hear the whole thing all over again, which is understandable. Tune in Sunday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time for the rebroadcast. Please stay tuned for Frequency Theory with Tom Tenney. Thank you guys so much for being a part of my show. Kind of popping in before your other show this evening. And thank you for gracing us with your cut-off, pared-down acoustic, not exactly acoustic, but sort of. Rendition and sharing your art and your music with us on the show. We're going to end things tonight with something and please keep in touch. Send music our way or links to music our way. Love to keep everything rocking and rolling. We're going to finish things off tonight with a little something from our friends I Am the Polish Army. This is The Woods.